Good evening, everyone. We're so happy that everyone that's online and engaging in this service with us have chosen to do so. We're going to start with a few questions. First, does God want his people to worship him with music? I think we all would readily agree that the answer to that is yes. There are basically two kinds of music, vocal and mechanical. The second question is, which of these does God want his people to worship him with? Then next, we want to ask the question, are we talking about God's people under the old covenant or God's people under the new covenant? First, let's consider God's people under the old covenant. Did God want his people to worship him with music? Yes. With what kind? In order to answer this question, we must go to the scripture, for that's our only source of knowing what God wants. So I refer you to 2 Chronicles 29 and 25. It says, he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, psalteries, with harps, according to the commandment of David, and Gad the king seer, and Nathan the prophet, for so was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. There are numerous passages in the Old Testament that agree with this and show that God wanted his people under the Old Covenant to worship him with mechanical instruments of music, such as the cymbals, the psalteries, and the harps that are mentioned specifically in this passage. For time's sake, I'll only mention one other from the Old Testament. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with psaltery and harp. So trumpet, psaltery, and harp are all mentioned, symbols as instruments that God specified, and that was general authorization for any kind of mechanical instrument to be used by his people in praising him. How do we know that God wanted them to use mechanical instruments in their praise of him in music? Well, God told them so. Now then, let us ask the question in regard to God's new covenant people. Does God want his new covenant people to worship him with music? The answer again is yes. Well, with what kind of music? And again, I emphasize, we must go to the new covenant scriptures to find out, for there's no other source for new covenant people to go to find out what God requires of us under the new covenant. So let us do that just now. In Romans 15 and verse 9, I read, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it's written, for this cause I will confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. No instrument here. He does tell his new covenant people to worship him by singing unto his name. That's all this passage authorizes. So if the instrument is authorized under the new covenant, it'll have to be in another place. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, I read, what is it then? I pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Again, we observe that what God authorizes here is to sing. In Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So here we have to sing spiritual songs, making melody, not only an instrument, but in your heart or from your heart to the Lord. A parallel passage to the Colossian brethren in Colossians 3:16, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. No mention of any accompaniment of any harp or any kind of instrument there. The passage authorizes singing. In Hebrews 2 and verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto thee. So we know for sure that under the new covenant, God wants his people to worship him with vocal music, singing. He's nowhere yet told us to use that, to use the accompaniment of mechanical instruments. In James 5:13, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Now we have noticed the passages that mention praising God with music, and every one of them says to sing psalms or psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And he made absolutely no mention of any mechanical instruments in New Covenant praise in music to him. I want to ask another question. How did the Old Covenant people know God wanted them to use mechanical instruments of music? God told them so. Another question. How could we know that God wants us to use mechanical instruments in our worship of praise to him if he had told us so? But since he didn't tell us so, we can't know that he wants it. And to use it is to go beyond that which he's authorized for the music that he wants his new covenant people to offer him in praise. There are many objections to the conclusion that I have drawn, and I recognize that. Let us notice a few of those and see if they have any validity. In Ephesians 5:19 that we read, I read again, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Many people have argued that the word translated making melody, the Greek word psalo, a verb, authorizes the use of the instrument. They say that it authorized the use of the instrument in the Old Covenant, thus it must in the New. Well, they're wrong in both cases. The word psalo never authorized the use of an instrument. The Greek word means to beat upon, to twitch, to twang, to hit. Some of the definitions of that word psalo. It's a verb that expresses the action, and a verb that expresses action to be taken has to have an object upon which the action is to be taken, specified, or mentioned. In the Old Covenant, they were to beat upon, twitch, or twang mechanical instruments of music. How do we know that? Because the object to be soloed on was specified. In the New Testament, the object upon which the making melody is to be done is from the heart. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 10, talking about the Old Covenant things, the writer said, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of Reformation. So there were cardinal ordinances, things that pertain to this world, not spiritual things that pertain to heaven. And they were to be until the time of Reformation. The time of Reformation is the new covenant period of God's people serving him. So these things were given, these cardinal ordinances, including the mechanical instrument music, until the time of Reformation. This passage doesn't say anything about what it will be after the time of Reformation comes. But as we look at all that's been revealed after the time of Reformation came, beginning in Acts chapter 2, there is no word from God about using mechanical instruments of music in worship to him. So the word solo does not include a mechanical instrument music. I moderated a debate for David Bunner back in the 70s. He was debating a fellow of the Christian church, a professor in one of their colleges. Dunning was his last name. It was a four-night debate, and for three nights, he debated that the instrument is all right in the worship of New Testament Christians because God is silent on it. And he charged David Bonner of violating what he claimed to believe, that where the Bible is silent, we're silent. He said it's silent on silo, but David speaks on it. Then the last half of his third night speech and his fourth night, he argued that solo authorized the instrument of music. He was a professor in college, and he didn't even seem to recognize that he contradicted himself. The Bible says nothing about it for three and a half nights. The other night and a half, he argued that the Bible spoke on it. Had he had Bible authority for it, he wouldn't have got himself in such a mess in regard to that. Simply, the Bible tells us that God wanted mechanical music to praise him under the old covenant, and he has been silent on it so far as New Testament worshipers are concerned. Another objection that many have made is there will be music in heaven. Well, no one can prove that. Flesh and blood can't enter heaven, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. Material things, carnal things won't be in heaven. Who can think that a literal piano or guitar, fiddle, or harp will be in heaven like we have in our homes here? Those that claim that there will be in heaven refer to Revelation chapter 14 as their proof. And I read verses 2 and 3. I heard a voice from heaven, like the roar of many waters and like the sound of a loud thunder. The voice I heard was like the sound of a harpist playing on his harp, and they were singing a new song before the throne. Well, there will be music in heaven, but notice that John says that I heard a voice twice. And he says he heard them singing one, and he said these voices singing were like a simile, figure of speech, like the voice of many waters and loud thunder and like a harpist harping. This voice of singing that John heard was as thunderous or as the voice of thunder and many waters, and it was as melodious as the playing on harps. But what he heard was a voice was like that. He didn't hear them playing on any instruments of music in heaven. he heard a voice of people singing. So Revelation 14 is misused when they go there. Others have argued that we have song books when we sing, and the Bible didn't mention them, and truly the Bible didn't mention them. But songs don't add another act to our worship. They simply let us sing without causing confusion by different ones singing different words. God's not the author of confusion, 1 Corinthians 14:33. So it helps us do what God said do without adding another act that God did not command. Mechanical instruments do add another chord. Sing is one kind of music, vocal. Play on an instrument is another kind of instrument. So the instrument adds another cardinal element of the song, but does not. Some have argued the Bible does not say not to, and specifically, it doesn't say not to use mechanical instruments of music, but it comes mighty close to it. I want to compare some passages here. In Exodus 17 and verse 6, God told Moses, while Israel was in Horeb and didn't have any water, to smite a rock and it would bring forth water abundantly for the people. Moses obeyed God and smote the rock and it brought forth water. Then come to Numbers chapter 20. They were in Kadesh and they were in the same state. They had no water. And God told Moses to speak to the rock and it would bring forth water. But instead of speaking to the rock, Moses smote the rock and spoke to the people. And down in verse 12, God said, because you did not believe me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, you'll not enter the promised land. And thus Moses did not get to go into the promised land. Why? Because he took what God said in Exodus 17 over in Horeb, strike, and applied it in Numbers 20 where God said, speak. To strike is not to speak. And when God says speak, it doesn't include strike. It didn't then. Now let's come to the Old and New Testament. God told the people under the old covenant to strike, to solo upon instruments. Under the new covenant, God has told new covenant Christians to sing melody from the heart, voice music. If strike in Exodus 17 applied to Numbers 20 was not believing God to sanctify him, surely then strike the instrument of the Old Testament brought over to strike the instrument is tantamount to disbelieving God. The word strike didn't include The word speak, I mean, Numbers 20, didn't include strike of Exodus 17. And the word sing in the New Testament doesn't include the word strike, the instrument of the Old Covenant. Another objection that's often used is that we have instruments in our homes. Well, many do have instruments in their homes, but that doesn't authorize them in the church or in the worship of God. There's no authority to worship God with songs, spiritual songs with the accompaniment of mechanical instruments of music, whether in a congregational assembly or at home. Simply, God didn't authorize that kind of music for his people to worship him, whether they're doing it at home or in the assembly of a local church. Next, I want to notice that the origin of the instrument in New Testament worship was introduced by the Catholics about 670 AD, but saw much opposition. Catholics borrowed it from the Jews, who used it because they rejected Christ in favor of Moses. Thus, the use of the instrument in worship of New Covenant Christians is a rejection of God. Those who use the instrument do it by the authority of the Catholic Church, who borrowed it from the Jews, who used it because they rejected God. So the use of the mechanical instrument of music to accompany our singing is tantamount to following the Catholics, who borrowed it from the Jews because they rejected God. That's tantamount to rejecting God. Now then, I want to notice what some prominent religious leaders have said about the instrument. But I want to first emphasize that I do not use this to prove the instruments are wrong. I've done that from the scripture. I've proved there's no authority for New Covenant people to worship God with mechanical instrument music accompanying their singing. I don't use this to prove it. I use this for the same reason that they used it. They had found no authority for it. All are familiar with the name Martin Luther. The organ in worship is an ensign of Baal, Martin Luther said. Musical instruments in the praise of God would be no more suitable than the burning of incense or other shadows of the law. The Papists, that's the Catholics, have foolishly borrowed it from the Jews. John Calvin. John Wesley said, I have no objection to instruments of music in our chapels, provided they're neither seen nor heard. Charles Spurgeon, if not the most famous Baptist preacher ever, is close to it, preached in metropolitan England for many years, said we might as well pray with machinery as praise with it. Adam Clark, a Methodist who wrote a commentary on the whole Bible, said, I am an old man and an old minister, and I here declare that I never knew them productive of any good in the worship of God, and have had reason to believe they were productive of much evil. Music as a science I esteem and admire, but instruments of music in the house of God I abhor and abominate. This is the abuse of music, and I here register my protest against all such corruptions in the worship of our authority of Christianity. That was Adam Clark. So, why no instrument in New Covenant worship of God? Simply because God has not told New Testament Christians that he desires such. There's no authority for the use of the instrument in the worship of God after the New Covenant order. In 2 John 9, only chapter, whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teaching of Christ hath not God. Whosoever abideth in the teaching of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. To use the instrument is to go beyond what Christ in the New Covenant taught for his people to use in offering him worship by way of music. I beg you to, whoever you are and wherever you're listening, to seriously consider what I've said. Check it out by the Bible, see if it's so, like the Bereans did, Acts 15 and 11, Acts 17, 11 it is, and be sure that you have authority for what you're doing in your worship of God. Wouldn't it be sad to stand before God and hear him say, like he said to Moses in Numbers 20 and 12, when you smote, when I said, speak, you didn't believe me to sanctify me. Therefore, you will not be able to enter the promised land. And that's the lesson for today. And thank you for listening.